Welcome back to the Anxious Actually podcast. I'm your host, Tia, or Tioia TV, as known on the internet. Today I'm talking about streaming with a mental illness, more specifically anxiety and depression. Now, I was diagnosed with anxiety when I was 15 years old, but they called it school phobia because I refused to go to school. This was in high school. I just couldn't go anymore. My anxiety attacks were so bad that they made me physically sick. I felt like my legs were hurting and I couldn't walk. And this was before my diagnosis, and they had no idea what was wrong with me. I went through so many tests, blood tests, you name it, physicals, to see what was wrong with me until they finally figured out it was mental and an anxiety thing. Very bad anxiety. So yeah, they call it school phobia, but it really is just social anxiety. I'm just anxious going to anywhere public with people, but school was the worst one for me at the time. It was most social interactions and public places that caused anxiety attacks, even family gatherings and like events and stuff like that with family caused anxiety, and they still do. They still do cause a lot of anxiety. Not as much, but yeah, it's still there. These days, my social anxiety has its ups and downs. I'm on medication now. I started in September of 2017. I'm on Lexapro. I'm on the highest dose currently. I had to go back to the highest dose because my anxiety was creeping back. But yeah, it's little things like going to the grocery store or even going to get the mail because I have to walk to go get my mail because it's stupid and we don't have a regular mailbox. We have to go to a mail room and meet all my neighbors, and sometimes I don't even want to do that because of my anxiety. But every day's different. Some days I'm like, fuck it, and I will go out and face the public. But other days, I do not want to face the public. I was having some really severe anxiety from age probably 14 until I was 22. And then I started medication, and I would say medication has definitely changed my life. Is my anxiety still there? Yes. Do I have depression still? Yes. But it's helped so much, and I feel more like a normal person. I'm still not a normal person. Whatever normal is, I'll never be normal. I'll never be without mental illness. It's a part of me, and I'm kind of just accepted it at this point, and I have to work with it. You know, you gotta work with your anxiety and your depression, and just you can't let it control you. Even though it will control you, and it's hard to fight back sometimes, and it's okay to let it win some days, but you have to get back up and keep trying. Anyways, I was fed up with feeling anxious, so I sought out my own therapist. I wasn't on medication for a very long time because of my mother. She's very anti-medication, and I understand that, but it helps and it works. It's not just a placebo. It helps your brain be more balanced, and I don't regret it. I don't really want to be on medication for the rest of my life, but I might be. But that's okay, because at least I'm not an anxious mess like I was just a couple years ago. I was working full-time for the government. I was working full-time for the government Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day, and I was having anxiety attacks almost every day, mostly just because someone wanted to ask me a question or just even talk to me, and it caused anxiety because of it's social anxiety, and anytime a person walked up to me, I would get immediately very hot, sweaty, start shaking. I would stutter a lot at work. I was a big stutterer. If I'm stuttering, then you know I have anxiety. If I can't speak my words, I have anxiety. It's never been something mental for me. Like, I'm not mentally freaking out. It's more like a physical reaction whenever I have major anxiety attacks. It's not me thinking anything. It's just my body's just like uncontrollably sweating and shaking and stuttering. And it's horrible. But that was before medication, and now that doesn't happen as much. Yeah, I'm still anxious. Yes, I'm still a very quiet and shy person, but at least I'm not shaky and sweaty when anyone talks to me. I still have moderate anxiety. I think I still have a different kind of anxiety. I think it's generalized anxiety disorder. I was never diagnosed with that, but it wouldn't surprise me if I did have that, because I feel like I just have every anxiety you can think of, you know. I'm anxious about my life. I'm anxious about the world. I'm anxious about my future, about work. I was anxious about school when I was in school. Everything's anxiety-inducing, not just people, just life in general. So that's why I feel like I have generalized anxiety disorder, but that might not be true. I don't know. I'm not self-diagnosing. I'm just telling you the facts about my anxiety. So yeah, medication has changed my life. Please go get help and get medication if you feel like your depression, your anxiety, or whatever it is, bipolar, whatever it is, get help. Medication can help you. It might take a while to find the right medication for you. Sometimes the side effect sucks, and I'm sorry, but you have to push through it, and I think you will feel better if you at least try. That's just my opinion. I'm not trying to force this on anyone, but yeah, go see a professional, please. Anyways, now depression. I feel like depression is kind of a new thing for me. It's a new struggle I'm dealing with this year in 2K19. I'm dancing right now. I don't know why. Oh, depression dance. I think I've had depression for a long time. I just didn't realize it. I've always been really good at hiding my emotions, like sad emotions. Hiding them from myself, really, not from everyone else. Kind of just, I bury them so deep that it feels like they're not even there. But this year, they've decided to come out. I never used to cry that much, but boy, do I know how to cry these days. Crying is what I love to do now. No. Yeah, depression's new for me. It's a struggle. I was never... My therapist, I just started seeing a therapist. She said I had depression. I don't know if that's official diagnosis or anything. She's not really like a doctor, but I'm just going to say I have depression because my therapist says, and she's a professional in the therapist world. So I'm just going to say I have depression. I think I've had it since I was a teenager, but I didn't know it was depression because I didn't feel sad. I think people think of depression as just feeling sad, which is not exactly true. It can be sadness. It can be very saddening to have depression, but it also can just be empty. It can be nothing, and I think that's what my depression was. It's what it is. It's just feeling empty and numb for no reason. I don't know why I'm depressed. There's no particular reason. My life isn't that bad. It's a mental thing, and it's an imbalance in my brain, and I have to think about that. It's just my brain telling me I'm sad, even if there's no actual real reason to be sad. I just am. So yes. I think depression has become more of a struggle for me these days than anxiety, which sucks, but you know, it's just a new thing I have to deal with. I feel like it also makes my anxiety a lot worse, and my anxiety makes my depression work worse. They do not like each other and do not go well together. They are not a good combination. I do not think they should be together. But yeah, now I have both anxiety and depression, and it's great. They always told me that anxiety and depression go hand in hand, and I was like, no, I don't have depression. No, I'm not sad. I'm just anxious all the time. I'm not sad. But now I'm like, yeah, I'm sad. I have depression. whatever. Yes. So, my depression is weird. It's random. Some days I'm okay. Today I'm all right. Other days, I feel empty. I don't want to talk to anyone. Sometimes I'll cry, sometimes I won't. Sometimes I'll lay in bed and watch YouTube videos. And I'm not sure why I'm depressed. Sometimes there's a reason. Like recently, the reason for my depression has been Twitch streaming. Oh, I love Twitch streaming. Don't get me wrong. It's not the streaming itself. It's everything else that has to do with Twitch streaming. It is the pressure of growth. The pressure that I feel because Twitch streaming is what I want to do with my life. And depression is making it worse. My mental illness affects Twitch streaming to a whole new level. I think there's probably plenty of Twitch streamers that don't have to deal with mental health issues. At least not that much. And I know there's a lot that do. That's why I'm speaking to Twitch streamers with mental illness right now. I'm speaking to you guys. I'm looking at the camera as if it's on right now, but this is audio only. I'm being weird right now. Anyways, Twitch streaming's hard. It is not just the streaming itself. It's the fact that I want this to be a career one day. It's the fact that I want this to be a career one day. And the anxiety and depression that come into play with that make it so much harder. It's anxiety over the fact that I'm not growing. It's anxiety over the fact that I have no money. That I'm not financially independent. I'm not stable. My bank account makes me have panic attacks, makes me depressed because I'm not growing, and the stress of not growing and not having money causes such a mental bleh. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Anyways, I'm growing on Twitch very slowly. My average viewership right now, I don't care about saying it, is like 6 viewers, maybe 5.6. I don't know, it's very low, but my average used to be 3, and it just went up to almost 6 in about a month, and I know that's not big, that's not huge. It takes 75 average viewers to get Twitch partnership, and that feels like many years away. I don't know how far away it is. I don't know if I'll ever reach Twitch partnership. I don't know, that's not my end goal, it's not Twitch partnership. My end goal is being my own boss. My end goal is making content for people, is making friends, building a community. And yes, do I want money? Of course I do. I'm doing this. I'm putting my heart and soul into this. It would be nice to have a little bit of money. I am not trying to get rich. I'm just trying to feed myself. I'm trying to pay my student loans, which are coming up very soon and causing a lot of anxiety. But yeah, I look at my growth and I compare myself to other streamers. I see the growth that a lot of other streamers are doing and I'm like, why are they succeeding? Why are they growing faster than I am? And the problem is comparing myself. I'm comparing myself and making myself feel bad for no reason because they have a different life. They have different things going on in their life. They're doing different work. They might have an audience from somewhere else, and I need to stop comparing myself, but that's what anxiety does. Anxiety, my whole life has been me being scared of not being enough. Anxiety is fear. So yes, I am comparing myself, but it's hard not to when you have a mental illness like me. but you know, I can't help feeling this way. So when recently, I do compare myself to other streamers, but in a positive way. What are they doing differently? They are putting in more work than I am. I'm not gonna lie. I put in work, but I'm not putting in enough work. And I'm working on it. I'm working on doing work. I know it sounds silly, but I'm not someone that can throw myself 100% into something. I don't have a lot of energy. My medication makes me very tired. I have anxiety. I have depression. I cannot work 8 hours a day on Twitch. I cannot stream 12 hours every day on Twitch. That is not mentally and physically possible for me, and that makes me feel like shit sometimes. And yeah, but I'm working on it. That's what I'm doing. I'm working on it. One day at a time, I'm working harder. Doing this podcast is part of that. I know it's not Twitch streaming, but it's something. And I love talking right now. This is so fun right now. Not gonna lie. I'm talking to myself in my room, and it's the funnest I've ever had. It's like Twitch streaming, except no one's watching at this moment. Or listening. I forgot, this is not video, this is only audio. Anyways, so what do Twitch streamers do when we're not streaming? Streaming's the easy part. Streaming's the fun part. I love the streaming part, but that's not how you get growth. Yes, you get growth from streaming. You get some growth, but now I'm starting to see that your growth on Twitch can be from so many things. It's from making friends, first of all. I've been trying to make friends, and let me tell you, I have social anxiety, and I'm trying to make friends. I don't even have friends in real life, and I'm trying to make friends on the internet with other gamers, with other Twitch streamers, other mental health advocates, and it's difficult because I feel like I'm annoying people. That's what my anxiety does. It makes me feel less. It makes me feel like I shouldn't be talking to these people because I'm not a known Twitch streamer. I'm a small Twitch streamer. I know people hate that word, but I am. But I need to get my voice out there, and I want to make friends. I want to connect with people and build a community. That's what this is all about, is helping people, making friends. That's what it's about. But my anxiety, the amount of times I've said anxiety in this podcast is a lot, but it's true. It eats at me. So what do we do when we aren't streaming? Yes, we make friends. How do you make friends? Discord is a big one. Been trying to be an active in Discord. I've been trying to find active Discords, and I feel like there's a lot of Discords that are not very active, and I'm trying to figure out why. Maybe I should try and get my Discord to be something people want to join. I want to have an active and fun Discord where we just talk all day, all the time. Not just me, but everyone in my community. When I'm not Twitch streaming, I look at my analytics after every stream, see how many followers I gained, any subscribers. I don't usually get subscribers, but sometimes I do, and that's fun. I look at my follower growth, my viewership, my hosts and raids, and I see how I'm growing, how I'm not growing, what games do best, what times do best. I look a lot at my analytics. I write down what games I should play. I go on TwitchStrike.com, great website, by the way, to figure out what to play. I tweet a lot. I tweet other streamers. I tweet random shit. I tweet some videos, some pictures. Social media is very important to be a Twitch streamer. If you don't do that, then you need social media. At least Twitter. I feel like Twitter is probably the best tool for Twitch streamers right now to be using. So that's what I'm focusing on. What else do I do when I'm not Twitch streaming? I go through Instagram. I'm not a big Instagram user. I'm trying to be. But there's just so much on Instagram. So much that I get overwhelmed. And so many tags. And I don't know what tags to look through. It's just a mess. Twitter has been my thing. I've been on Twitter for 10 years. I know Twitter. But anyways, what else do we do when we're not Twitch streaming? I write down my Twitch plan. I see what I'm going to play. I plan out. I look how long it takes to beat a game so that I can plan the next game after that one's beat. I try to network. And I hate this word networking because it sounds so business-like. Like, I'm just trying to get growth in business. Networking doesn't feel personal. So, Instead of networking, I want to call it making friends. That's all networking is getting to know the community. And all of this is very hard to do, again, with social anxiety. Am I worth being friends with other people? I don't know. My anxiety tells me I'm not, but I really just need to just keep going and try to make friends, because that's what you have to do. Anyways, I do all this. I network. I plan my Twitch plans. I mess with my streaming software. I have technical issues all the time, internet issues, all while having the occasional anxiety attack, all while having major depression that makes me cry in bed all day. I do all this, and it's very hard. I don't think people understand how hard it is to want to do this thing. Twitch is something I want to do for my career, and I'm trying, and it's very difficult. But I'm doing it. I'm doing it, and I am growing. Will I be a Twitch partner one day? I don't know. That's not the end goal. The end goal is to build a community, and that's what my end goal is. I do all this because my happiness depends on it. I've tried working in other jobs. I've worked in fast food. I've worked at Target in retail. I've worked in a couple restaurants. I've worked for the government for 2 full years that I'll never get my back of my life. But then I look at my bank account and I cry. I have student loans that I owe for a degree I never got because I quit college to go to culinary school. Culinary school shut down. Never got that degree either because they shut down suddenly. Luckily, don't have to pay student loans back on that one, but I do have to pay it back on a different college. So yeah, I have student loans soon. I have a sad bank account. Very sad. Glad I live with my mom or also be on the street right now. Anyways, Twitch is my dream. I love Twitch. It doesn't make money. You know what makes money? A regular old job. I don't want a regular old job. I know it sounds crazy. I don't want a job. But my parents are pushing me to get a job. My boyfriend's pushing me to get a job. And I understand I do need money. And I think I might get a job soon. But Twitch is still going to be my dream. I'm still going to put as much time as I can into Twitch, even if that means I get a part-time job. I've been Twitch streaming on and off for over 6 years. I think I was 18 when I started on a different Twitch account that we will not speak of. I made my current Twitch account when I was 23. Yes. I'm almost 25 now. 2017 December is when I created my current Twitch account. And yeah, I just started taking Twitch streaming seriously probably just a couple months ago. And I've been streaming a lot more. Before, I streamed like 10 hours a month. Now I'm streaming at least 60 hours a month. And I'm seeing growth. I am. But it's very slow growth, and it's causing a lot of anxiety attacks and depression and sadness. Anyways, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just saying that I'm not going to stop doing Twitch even with all this mental illness. I'm not going to stop doing Twitch even though I'm broke. Because even though it doesn't pay the bills, it still makes me happy. At the end of the day, I'm not doing this to make, like, tons of money. I'm doing it to be happy. And that's kind of what's important to me. The whole moral of this is do what makes you happy. Yeah, you should probably be financially stable. But if you're like me, and you're young, and you don't have much to lose, this is what my dad told me. Choose something in life. It could be any kind of art. Just choose it and put your heart and soul into it, and I think you won't regret it. Even if you don't end up making a lot of money into it, you'll still be happy doing it. Do something you love, because life is short. At the end of the day, do what you love. And mental illness will get in the way sometimes, but you have to push through it and remember why you started doing it. The reason why I started doing Twitch, the reason why I started doing this podcast, is to build a community, is to talk, is to have a conversation, to make friends. And that's why I'm here. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep Twitch streaming. I'm going to keep podcasting. I'm going to keep YouTubing, because it's what makes me happy. Even when my anxiety tells me I shouldn't, even when my depression makes me want to just lie in bed, I'm going to keep going. So anyways, it's for today's episode of Anxious Actually. If you want to send in your stories or questions, if you need any advice regarding mental health, regarding Twitch streaming, hit me up, email your stories to anxiousactually@gmail.com. And I will read them at the end of every podcast, and you can remain anonymous. I will not reveal any personal information. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I will see you next time.